playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk today. The second half of a conversation with CAO clerk Maury O'Neill about proposed financial incentives under the Downtown Community Improvement Plan presented to council last month. Here is the rest of that conversation.
I know the big one that you highlighted as one of the most important is the tax increment equivalent grant.
Absolutely. As I said to council, this is probably the most important grant, or at least the one that I think will spur private sector investment the most. And that is a grant that helps to offset the increased cost to a property owner who invests and undertakes improvements to their property that result in an increase in property assessment, of course, that results in an increase to taxes. So to try to explain it simply, the difference between what a property owner's buildings assessed at today and what it might be assessed at after some redevelopment of a property, that difference would be eligible for, in year one, 100% grant back to cover that increase in assessment in terms of the tax increase. Now, it's a sliding scale right now proposed over 5 years where in year one, a person who's eligible would get back 100% of that tax increase. In year two, they would get back 80% with a scale down each year. It's decreasing by 20% where in year five, they'd get a 20% grant. And year six, they would have to be responsible for the full tax increase. So this would be marvelous if someone really wanted to do renovations to their building, but were worried about the impact on the assessed value or their taxes. And it would be applicable for anyone who wanted to convert an upper story space into whether it be residential units or commercial units. It wouldn't generally be available to someone who has a vacant piece of land, and so they wanted to take a vacant piece of land and turn it into something, but it's applicable to those buildings that are already in downtown Wawa being underutilized. And we are excited about this one and hope that council will approve that our community offer these grants to spur development in our downtown in September.
And you talked about how this would be covered. It was suggested that you could use some of the funds that were provided by the Nuclear Waste Management Organization, as well the proposed municipal accommodation tax was suggested as something that might be able to support this.
Absolutely, Dan. Years ago when the community took part in the Nuclear Waste Management Organization's process as it was trying to find a potential host community for nuclear waste, Wawa was on the list and after consideration was removed, but the Nuclear Waste Management Organization gave $400,000 in monies to the community to use for community wellness, to use for community improvement and those projects that benefit the community as a whole. So back in about 2019, $200,000 of that fund was given to support the development of the 10 seniors units that were constructed on Algoma Street. So we have about $230,000 left. We proposed to council that this project, these incentive programs, fit what the fund was intended for and have asked for consideration of $80,000 of those monies to get us going for year one or the round one of the funding. And it's no direct cost to taxpayers and it's monies that we do have set aside. So in the future, I was asked by council, what if these programs are really popular and they're used up right away and we run out of money? There was discussion during the development and public consultation about the municipal accommodation tax being a way, if implemented by council, funds would be available under the monies that would be collected, the 4% additional municipal tourism tax, and they can be used for these types of programs. It fits within the legislation, so that may be something council considers in the future.
And again, this was a presentation to council outlining this information. At the moment, you're accepting comments on it, and then it will come back to council to make a firm decision.
Absolutely. So we have a booklet that outlines the financial incentives. We will have it on our website at wawa.cc, and we are accepting all public comment up until July 16th. So we can bring this to council on July 23rd for what we hope is final endorsement. And so anyone can reach out to me at info@wawa.cc or look at our website to learn more about how they can comment and participate.
Once again, that is Maury O'Neill, CAO and clerk for the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk here on Jam FM.